guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. This is the last episode of the year. I'm taking a break. I will be back in January. I saw the podcast on some people's Spotify Wrapped. I was so happy to see that the podcast made it to your top 5 podcasts. I really appreciate you guys so much. So I've been in a slump this whole entire week. I've been feeling very down and I've been feeling very anxious. And most of the anxiety was caused by the thoughts I've been having about the new year and what happened this year. I was mostly thinking about the things I wanted to do but didn't get a chance to do. I was also thinking of some of the disappointments I faced this year. I think it's safe to say I was basically mourning what I thought the year would be. As I was mourning, I was thinking about what success really means. And I think a lot of us associate success with money and materials. If your bank account is not fat and you don't have a car or a house, you are not considered successful according to society. And we look down on ourselves with disappointment because we don't have these things. But this is only material success and monetary success. And the thing about success is that it's relative. You define what success is to you. So when I was thinking about what success really means to me and what I was successful in achieving this year, I realized that I define success as not being the same person I was a year ago, not being the same person I was mentally, emotionally, and financially. It's basically being a better version of myself than I was a year ago, and I think that's how we have to start looking at success. I didn't make a lot of money this year as I hoped to, but I accomplished a lot of things this year. I faced my fears this year, and the biggest fear I faced was my fear of being perceived. And I faced this fear by starting this podcast. It wasn't easy and I kept putting it off, but I eventually started. I'm still scared to look at the reviews because I'm still scared of what people are going to say. But when people send me private messages about the podcast and how it has helped them and how they love it, my heart literally melts. And then I know at that point that I am on the right track. And you know what? Didi from 2 years ago wouldn't have been so brave to get over the fear of being perceived and start a podcast, even though I've always wanted to start a podcast. And this is success for me. The fact that I was able to face my fears this year and really get over my fear of being perceived, this is really success for me. Another thing I accomplished this year is being self-aware. I am so self-aware right now. I understand myself better, I know exactly who I am, and I know what makes me happy, and I'm happy with who I am, with all my imperfections and flaws. I'm not insecure about my imperfections and flaws. I know how to work around them now. And before, they used to work against me, but now that I'm self-aware, I know how to work around them. I think the best thing about being self-aware is developing emotional intelligence. You learn to make decisions that align with your values and you cultivate meaningful relationships. You also understand that you are not perfect, and admitting or taking accountability when you're wrong doesn't mean that you're weak or it's not a sign of weakness. And another great thing about being self-aware is that no one can use your weaknesses against you because you are aware of how you move and how you do things. Being aware of your weaknesses makes it harder for people to use them against you. When people try to come at you for your weaknesses or try to use them against you, you don't get defensive and you're not caught off guard because you know who you are and you embrace your weaknesses and you respond confidently. And whatever they're trying to accomplish backfires. Another thing I achieved this year that I think counts as success is the discipline and dedication I put into turning my body into the body of my dreams. Whenever I think of the woman I want to become, the woman of my dreams, I always see her as someone who starts her day by going to the gym. And when I envision her physically, she's in good shape and she's healthy. And I honestly feel like I'm turning into her. I'm turning into the woman of my dreams. And you know what? Working out is really not easy. It's not easy at all. Also, paying someone to help you reach your body goals is also not nice. But I'm so thankful for my personal trainer. He is really good at what he does, and he really cares about our body goals. And he really pushes us all of his clients. I started working out with him in 2020, and this year we really took it to the top. I am super proud of myself for investing in my body. I still have a long way to go, but this year was a successful fitness year. It's really important to remember that success does not always come in the form of material things. Yes, maybe you weren't able to get a job this year, you weren't able to buy a car or a house, or you didn't find love. But I'm sure there's something in your life that has changed for the better, something that's different from how it used to be last year. And sometimes we don't really see the small, significant changes that happen in our lives because we're so focused on the material things. And success doesn't have to be anything hectic. It can be something as small as learning something new, learning a new skill, learning how to do your makeup or install a wig. Maybe you finally left the toxic relationship or friendship, or you finally stopped being a people pleaser, or you learned how to drive, or you learned how to swim. Even better, you learned how to set boundaries. That is still success. There is always something to be grateful for and celebrate. Even if the only thing you did this year was fight for your life, show up and survive. You fighting for your life and surviving is a huge success. Not a lot of people are strong enough to survive. I don't know what type of year you had. I don't know what you were able to accomplish, and I don't know what you couldn't accomplish. But beating yourself up or being angry at yourself for not achieving the things you set out to achieve is not going to help you. The important thing to remember is that you tried. You gave yourself a chance and tried. Most people don't even try because they already think they're not going to be successful. So give yourself some grace for trying. And remember, it's okay to mourn the year you hoped to have. When you're mourning, acknowledge and process your feelings. It's December now. You don't want to find yourself walking around angry and easily triggered because you haven't processed your emotions from all the things that didn't work out this year. Take some time to process your feelings and mourn what you hoped would be. The advantage of mourning what you hoped would be is that you get to set new goals based on experience in a different perspective. The experience helps you refine your goals and strategies for the future. If your methods and strategies didn't work this year, then maybe it's time to try new methods and strategies to help you achieve your goals next year. Also, identify what you learned, what went wrong, and figure out if there's something that you could have done differently. Use this knowledge to put together a new plan on how you're going to achieve your goals next year. I know our plans don't always go the way we want them to, but it's better to have a plan to go back to than to not have a plan at all. The best time to mourn, reflect, and plan is now before the new year starts. Buy the year planner now and start figuring out how you're going to make things happen next year. You don't want to find yourself living the same life next year. Figure out what sacrifices have to be made in order for you to achieve your goals and be the person that you want to be. Plan everything and execute your plan. The execution might not always follow the timeline that you set, and that's okay, as long as you know what the goal is. Setting your goals now gives you a head start. I know it's December and everybody wants to have fun and relax, but you have to set your goals to achieve them next year. Don't allow fun times to make you dizzy. Putting things off only delays your success. A lot of people listen to motivational podcasts and post motivational quotes every day, but they never take action, they don't plan, and they don't execute their plans. They are just waiting for someone to come save them, or they are waiting for a miracle from God. And the thing is that you have to meet God halfway. Give him something to work with. If you're not going to take action, you are wasting your time listening to motivational podcasts and posting quotes on WhatsApp every single day. You are wasting your time because no one is coming to save you. The guests on the podcast are not coming to save you. You have to get up, figure out what you have to do to become the person that you want to become, and follow your plan. Like I said, success is relative. Success means different things to everyone, and you define what success is to you. When you set your goals for the new year, focus on progress, not on perfection. Perfectionism is a form of procrastination. If you are waiting for the perfect day to start your business or to apply for a job or to apply for that degree or to do something new, you are never going to do it because there's never going to be a perfect day. Stop making excuses and waiting for the perfect day or waiting for someone to come give you startup money or waiting for the government or waiting for I don't know what. Stop waiting for perfection. I have learned from my own experience that the more you wait for the perfect day, the more opportunities you miss out on. Something that's really important but extremely hard to grasp is reframing failures as opportunities. Sometimes failures are not setbacks. They are redirection and a chance to grow. I know how hard it is seeing failure and rejection as an opportunity to grow when you desperately wanted something or wanted your situation to change. I know it's extremely hard, but we have to reframe the way we see failure and rejection. I had a really wonderful friend who used to motivate me, and he always said that he's not scared of failure and rejection, and he said that he's friends with failure. He would tell me that the most important thing is how you bounce back from failure and never stop trying. Every time he said this to me, I would respond by saying that I'm tired of trying because rejection and failure kill my self-esteem. And his response was always to remember why I started and why I'm doing what I'm doing. He was so young, yet so brilliant. I met him when he was 20 and he constantly motivated me. I learned so much from him, even though I was older than him. He was so determined and brilliant that he became a self-made millionaire at 21. When I first met him, he had big dreams, a lot of dreams. And what I noticed about him was that he knew how to turn his dreams into reality. Every time he told me that he wants to accomplish something, he would accomplish it. He was so brilliant, you guys. He was really brilliant. Unfortunately, he fell sick and passed away shortly after becoming a millionaire. I am so honored to have known and loved someone who knew how to turn their dreams into their reality. I really wish we can all have the drive, dedication, and work ethic he had. And I truly pray we all turn our dreams into our reality in 2025. I know failing and being rejected hurts, and you start to feel demotivated when you've experienced both multiple times. But we have to keep going and embrace the challenges life throws at us. Being persistent and having a positive attitude is important. Success requires perseverance and a lot of self-belief. You literally have to be a dog with a bone when you chase your dreams and the life that you want. And always remember that success and blessings are not always material things, and you define what success is to you. As mentioned, this is the last episode of the year. I am taking a little break. I can't wait to just wake up and not have any responsibilities. I just want to be a girl living life. I really cannot wait. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope each and every episode of the podcast feels like a warm hug. I love you all. Have a wonderful festive season. Please drink responsibly and be safe. Remember to not allow anyone to walk over you. Be assertive and set boundaries. Also set time aside for self-care. You know, it's December and you can easily find yourself emotionally drained with all the festivities and family gatherings. Putting yourself and your mental health first is not being selfish. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year. I love you all. See you next year. Bye for now.